Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya. I'm so glad you guys are tuning into this episode. Whatever it is that you're dealing with today specifically or going through at the moment, I just hope that your takeaway from this episode is going to give you what you need. Is it hope, inspiration, validation, some tips on how to treat this or detox more affordable? Whatever it is that you need today, I hope that that's what you get from this episode. And if you want to continue to help me share my voice and our voice in the community, please go into the about of this podcast, scroll to the bottom, click on that donation link. Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya. And my guest today, and I'm sorry, I already know I'm going to pronounce her name wrong, but I say it Cara. Anyways, I'm super excited to have this next guest because, you know, a lot of times I don't get to meet the people that are on my show except when they're on my show, and I kind of get to hear their story for the first time. And it's been a pleasure to follow Cara's journey for the last couple of years, you know, just through messages and texts, and we just kind of keep touch base periodically. And so it's really exciting for me to kind of see a little more deeper dive into the journeys and then see them get well and then come and share their full journey with me. So that is my guest today. So Cara, first of all, I am so, so excited that you finally reached the other side. It's amazing. And thank you for joining me and just kind of sharing your whole journey with everyone.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. So where do we start? How far back? Like it's your show. So you tell us where we need to start.
Sure. Yes. So really this all started for me when I moved from the city to the country in June of 2021. After the pandemic, my family and I moved from the city of Philadelphia to rural New Hampshire.
Okay.
Yes. So in the city, there were no bugs and there were no ticks. Yes. So we moved to the country and I had my fourth child there. And when my baby was born in April of 2022, and when the baby was 1 month old in May of 2022, I was bit by the first tick of my entire life. So we went to our local science center on the baby's 1 month birthday on Mother's Day, and I was bit by a tick there. And up until that point, I was 100% healthy my whole life. I was 33 years old at that point, and really I was 100% healthy, you know, very energetic, functioning as God intended, you know.
And as well as you could be having a 1 month old, right?
Right.
And that, but other than that, you were healthy.
Yes. And that was my fourth child. So I have four children.
Okay, so you knew what that whole exhaustion, you know, infant exhaustion is, right, with little to no sleep. So definitely wasn't that, and you saw the tick or the tick bite?
I did, yes. So I saw the tick on me, and I removed the tick after about 6 hours, and I had no bullseye rash. So according to the information that I had available to me at that time, I thought that I took all the proper steps, that I thought the tick was removed within 24 hours, and I had no bullseye rash, I had no symptoms. I was not aware that doxycycline would be indicated for that type of tick bite, so I took nothing, and I had no symptoms, so I thought I was fine. And that was May of 2022. And I actually was fine for a few months. So I had no symptoms at all until August of 2022.
And okay, that's, so they came on fairly quickly because some people, you know, maybe right. Years until they get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would have to guess that my immune system was depleted because of the having a newborn baby and not sleeping well and, you know, breastfeeding. So I think that probably contributed to, you know, maybe me not being able to handle the tick bite, I would imagine.
Makes sense.
Like my immune system couldn't really keep it under control. And in August of 2022, I got my first symptoms. I had some mild joint pain and I had skin sensitivity. So the nerves in my skin felt very sensitive to touch and temperature. And I had some heart palpitations. But those symptoms were kind of mild. They were enough to kind of try to ignore it and not have anxiety over it. But I was aware in the back of my mind, I knew I had been bitten by a tick and I knew that Lyme disease existed. I had one friend who had Lyme, chronic like Lyme. So it was kind of in the back of my mind, but I tried not to get too concerned about it at that stage. But fairly quickly on Labor Day weekend, actually, I was just hit with life-changing symptoms. So that's really when I was hit with all the symptoms. Labor Day weekend, all of a sudden, a flip switched and I lost the ability to sleep. So I got very bad insomnia, where I couldn't fall asleep and I couldn't stay asleep. The burning feeling in my skin really intensified. So I had really burning, like a stinging and burning all over my skin on my body. My heart began racing like really fast, just out of nowhere and for a very long period of time. My hearing, I got ringing in my ears and my hearing became very sensitive to sound. My vision became sensitive to the light and I got staticky vision. I got brain fog, like a very hazy feeling, and headaches, and tingly feelings all over my body. So I really just was hit with all these life-changing symptoms on Labor Day weekend.
Little too much to just ignore, right? Now something's wrong in your mind because, yeah, you just got all at once. Mm-hmm. So did Lyme disease pop into your head when all of this happened that day?
It did, because I had the one friend who had chronic Lyme, and actually it was just that summer in July that my friend received their Vibrant Wellness testing and really did a deep dive into all of that. So it really just happened that summer.
Kind of fresh, yeah.
Yes, it was very fresh in everyone's mind. So I had one emergency room visit and one urgent care visit, and they did some CDC testing there, but I already knew about the Vibrant Wellness testing at that stage. So I almost disregarded whatever test results they gave me from the emergency room. And I ordered a kit from Vibrant Wellness through an online natural health clinic.
Okay.
Yes. So by September 30th, I actually had my test results from Vibrant Wellness that said I was positive for Borrelia burgdorferi, the Lyme spirochete, and Bartonella and Babesia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, were you CDC positive?
No.
Okay. There's no particular reason I asked that other than it's mm-hmm. disheartening to know how many of us, you know, battle Lyme disease and we are not counted annually in the statistics of the Lyme numbers because most of us aren't CDC positive. Mm, so that was the only reason why I asked.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if I think I really did disregard those tests just because I already knew that the Vibrant Wellness one was the one I wanted to look at. But if I think back to that, I think the ELISA was negative. The Western blot probably had two bars activated. And then there was a finger stick test in the urgent care, which was some type of new finger stick testing. And that actually was positive. But they followed it up with an ELISA that was negative, and then they said it's negative. So that was what happened with those tests.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now you have your diagnosis, and what do you do? Did you reach mm-hmm. out to your friend and see her doctor or?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. My friend chose the doctor for me. So I scheduled an appointment with a Lyme literate naturopathic doctor in New Hampshire, and the appointment was scheduled for November because there was a waiting list.
Mm-hmm. Right. That sounds about right.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. so where did it kind of go from there?
Mm-hmm. Right. So I really was definitely struggling with the symptoms and all the physical symptoms resulted in a lot of anxiety, you know, because I was wondering, you know, how am I going to handle this, you know, how am I going to fix the problem? And, you know, this is really definitely a struggle. And I had to count down the days until that appointment in November. So finally, I was able to make it to my appointment in November.
And all while you at this point, did you have four kids?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And so that is a double full-time job as it is. And then struggling with all of your symptoms must have been really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And with a breastfeeding baby too. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Unfortunately.
So what kind of route did your doctor go? You said it was a naturopath. So mm-hmm. I'm assuming, did you do antibiotics at all or did you go straight into holistic stuff?
So the doctor presented several different options. The doctor had many different options, a whole list of different options, antibiotics, herbs, different supportive therapies, and then the doctor explained his preferred primary treatment method, which I think I sent it to you in a message, like a little bit after that time period
You
to ask.
did.
Yeah,
Yes, I
to
remember.
yes, to ask your opinion on that one. So it is actually a experimental treatment where the patient takes minerals, inorganic minerals, and those minerals have a special delivery method that help them to disrupt the spirochete. So it's a experimental mineral treatment, and that is what the doctor described was his primary preferred treatment method. He said that he treated 180 people with it and that 12 naturopathic doctors across the US use it, and that was his favorite treatment method. It's something you have to pay out of pocket for. It is definitely not covered by insurance, and it's pretty pricey.
Okay. And so your friend that dealt with Lyme, did she do this treatment as well? Or a different form?
My friend actually did visit this doctor one time, but decided to not go under any of the doctor's treatments and to take Cellcore herbs,
Okay.
and experienced a lot of improvement, a great deal of improvement with those herbs. Also, my
Okay.
friend had totally different symptoms and, had a great experience with the herbs. So pretty different situation.
Yeah, we're all different. I just asked because, when for the most people, I'm going to say most, when we go through this journey and we kind of reach out to non-traditional doctors, naturopaths, a lot of times they're throwing these herbs at us and this muscle testing and we're kind of like, whoa, like, what is all this? I'm not used to this growing up. Like, you go to the doctor, you take an antibiotic, you get well. And so I was asking you if your friend had done this because, so not only are we in a naturopath setting, they're presenting something to you that is fairly new. Like, do you want to be the guinea pig to try this, right? So, what made you decide to try that route?
So at that time, I decided to try antibiotics and herbs. So
Okay.
yeah, so I considered all the different options and I did some online research myself and I decided to take doxycycline and herbs. So that's
Okay.
what I started out with in November of 2022. So
Okay.
I started taking that right after the appointment and I was had to stop breastfeeding, so that was a very sad, an additional kind of sad experience, that I had to stop
Right.
breastfeeding, because there
Right.
was no evidence to say that the antibiotics and herbs, were all safe for breastfeeding. Yes.
Right. And so, do you recall, was it just random herbs or was it like, one of the Cowden protocols or a specific protocol?
It was the herbs from Researched Nutritionals, three
Okay.
different herb jar bottles, and the bottles were a mixture of different herbs.
Okay.
Three different bottles, one Crypto Plus and BLT and another one for Bartonella. So three different bottles of herbs from Researched Nutritionals.
Okay, and then the antibiotics, were they oral?
Yes, oral doxycycline.
Okay. And so how well did you do on those? What was your experience on both of those?
Honestly, I had no improvement, but that was very hard for me because at that point I was very excited to start taking that. I thought, wonderful, I did the right testing and I found the right doctor and I selected a treatment and I purchased the treatment. I stopped
Gonna
breast.
take this and I'm gonna get
Yes,
better.
right.
Yep.
I stopped breastfeeding, so I really felt at that stage, here I have all the right things in front of me to overcome this. And I was very hopeful at that point. But then I was heartbroken that I didn't feel better. And actually, some of the symptoms intensified at that point. So, yes,
Okay.
so that was a really hard stage for me. That was December of 2022. January, February, I really had no improvement and some symptoms intensified.
So over about 3 months.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So then that brought me to kind of a That was like my rock bottom time period, you know, because I thought I'm taking the treatment, but I'm not feeling better. So then I kind of lost hope that the treatment would actually make me feel better. And I did look back at our messages, and January of 2023 is when I began to message you. So this is where you come into the story. Yes. Yeah, so I was listening to so many, you know, pod I listened to almost all of your podcasts. So many different stories.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes.
See, and it's so fun to now you have you on it. I love it.
Oh, yes, I'm super excited. So I'm a CPA and I had a seasonal tax job scheduled at that time for the tax season in 2023, and I had no idea what to do. I didn't even know if I would be able to work because of the symptoms, particularly the insomnia and the brain fog and staticky vision ringing in my ears and skin burning. You know, I didn't think I would be able to sit down and concentrate at a desk to do detail-oriented work. So
Right.
I tried to start the job, but I actually quit the job because I really could not even sit down and do my detail-oriented work. So I was unable to work, you know. I had to quit my job and I was unable to work. And then that's when I reached my rock bottom in terms of morale and like kind of down spiraling into despair. So I know that
Yeah.
definitely happens to people with Lyme, right? So that is the point where I hit my rock bottom. Yes.
I think we all hit that rock bottom, yep, and it all looks different for everyone, for sure.
Yes, right. So at that point I was super discouraged, you know, the treatment wasn't working, I wasn't feeling better, I was suffering, I was unable to work, I didn't really see, you know, what the future would hold at that point. You know, so and insomnia is really like once you have 2 nights of not sleeping, you know, you feel like really how can I go on? So that was a very difficult stage for me. And then I had to try to from the resources and the videos that I was watching, I really tried to identify something that could help pull me up from that rock bottom area. So that's when I started the brain retraining. So I did vital side brain retraining, and it was my husband who, you know, signed me up for it and sat me down in front of the computer and paid for it and say, like, you have to do this because he was like concerned for me at that stage. So
Okay.
yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what that was like, kind of what you did and your results from it?
Yes. So I did the online course and it basically taught me about the negative brain pathways and the positive brain pathways. That as you continue to build all the negative brain pathways, then once you've built them, then you continue to use them and you're almost exercising that part of your brain. You're repeating those pathways and then it's just becoming further more negative, more negative, more negative. So, but if you identify some positive things in your life and then focus in on those, then it can build all the positive pathways in your brain and the positive synapses. Yeah,
Okay.
so for me, like to focus on the fact that I was unable to work and, you know, that all the bad things, if I kept focusing on the very long list of bad things, that was causing me to down spiral. So I had to stop doing that and I had to make a list with a blank piece of paper of the positive things, the things that I could do and that I could focus on that would give me some positivity in my life at that stage. So I wrote a list of a few things that I could enjoy, and they were taking walks outside, sitting in the sun, and sitting by the river. So those were the
Okay.
things that
And I
actually.
love that because so much of it is our mindset, right? If you're constantly thinking of these negative things, I mean, who wouldn't be depressed, right? Like, who wants to think about all the bad stuff? And so mindset is just such a huge thing during this journey. And a lot of times we don't figure that out in time, right? So it sounds like this was a great thing for you to start working on it that way.
Yes, and that was very good for me and very necessary at that point. And that really helped me to lift me up from the rock bottom, because I had a plan of every day. I'm gonna look forward to taking my long walk. I'm gonna look forward to sitting in the sun, sitting by the river, and it gave me something to look forward to and some a way to kind of be able to go on and have things to look forward to even while I'm experiencing the physical symptoms. So it was very
Yes,
helpful.
I love that.
Yes. That was very necessary. So that brought me into about April and May of 2023, and I still had no improvement in the physical symptoms, but my spirits were a little bit better. And in May, I tried the carnivore diet. So for a whole month, I only ate beef and lamb, because I was obviously trying so hard to get better. And I thought that might result in some improvement. And in my detailed calendar tracking, I did have a little improvement in headaches and in insomnia. So it helped a little bit, the carnivore diet.
Okay, that's good to know
Yes.
because we're all so different during the journey. Some people, specific diets do amazing things for them, and then the others, they can't tolerate it, or it may exasperated things, or okay, so probably not enough benefit to continue it.
So I did that for a month, and that was May of 2023. And I had a tiny bit of improvement. And then just to explain more of where I was at that stage, so during the previous 10 months, I really wore pajamas all the time. I never blow dry my hair. I never wore makeup. I never really talked to friends. I was like mostly staying around my house. Every time I went out, like to go to church, I would really just talk to some women from church and cry the whole time. I would talk to my mom on the phone and I would cry. I was really not doing well. I was like really not really functioning as a normal human being. Anytime I spoke to any people, I would just cry. I didn't wear any normal clothes. I never put any effort into like blow drying my hair or wearing makeup. I was really, really like not functioning. But in that month of May, I considered them two good days, my first two good days, since the summer before that. So, like two good days where I went to my son's soccer game and I sat in the sun and I thought, okay, I would call this a good day compared to my other days, how they have been. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
And it was that sun that you wanted to sit in anyways, right? The sun that you love.
Right, because I had the skin burning, and then the warmth from the sun kind of made it feel better.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, no, and just what you kind of described, it's for the most part what we all go through, right? We hit that rock bottom. If we're able to take a shower, we take a shower and just put on a clean pair of pajamas. We don't get dressed. We don't, and that alone is depressing, right? But it's so important, like you mentioned earlier, to find something that we can do, right? Because I know that there's a listener out there right now that is just at their rock bottom. They're ready to give up. What do they do? Find a couple things you can do that can bring you joy, right? Like not everybody can go for a walk like you were able to, but if you can make it outside, sit in the sun, listen to music, listen to the birds chirp, look at the stars, like find something that you can do. And I know one of my things when I was really bad was my excitement of the day was when I got clean sheets on my bed and a clean pair of pajamas. Like, that was my excitement. That was all I could do. I wasn't capable of listening to music or listen to the birds chirp. I couldn't have that stimulation in my brain. And so, when I say there really is something you can be grateful for and find something to make you happy or put a smile on your face, there is. You just got to dig deep, right? And be open-minded and curious about what that might be.
All right, I agree. Yes, I definitely experienced that. Yes. So at
Wow.
this stage, I felt like the antibiotics and herbs were not really being effective, because I was not experiencing any physical improvements, and it had been about five, six, seven, or like 6 months, right? 7 months, about 7 months. And I did not really feel like I wanted to continue taking those because I did not feel like they were effective. I didn't really have any physical
Okay.
improvements. So I wanted to try a different treatment. I was ready to
And
try.
I think it sounds like you gave it a good shot. Like I think when people try a protocol, right? You got to give it 4 to 6 months to see if there's going to be change, right? So it sounds like you surpassed that and you're not getting anywhere. So that was a good move, good call to, try to change things up.
Okay. Yeah, so I was ready to try something different, and My husband definitely wanted me to try that experimental treatment that the Lyme literate naturopathic doctor recommended. So now my family was super skeptical of that one. They really discouraged me from taking it. And my husband really wanted me to try it. So we figured that I already had
And
tried.
where was your thoughts?
I
Were
was
you
ready
on
to try
board? Were
some.
you
I was
nervous?
ready to try something different. Yes. And I spoke to some other patients of the Lyme literate naturopathic doctor, and I found some other people online who had some positive results, or a lot of positive results from this particular treatment. And then that made me hopeful. It gave me that kind of new boost of hope. Well, hey, if it worked for them and the doctor recommends it, then maybe it could work for me too. But I knew it was just a leap of faith that it might not work. But I already had tried some things that didn't work. So I was kind of used to that at that point, you know, that, well, the herbs didn't really work and the antibiotics didn't really work. And the carnivore diet, I don't think that really worked. And I did try biomagnetic paratherapy and I had a tiny bit of improvement from that, but I wouldn't say it like worked, to really make all the symptoms go away. So I had tried several things that didn't really work. And then I was ready to try the next thing, knowing that it may or may not work. So, you know,
Yeah.
right. Like I was not trying my next treatment, you know, with the 100% expectation that this will definitely work and will be the thing that turns everything around. I just thought, well, it's the next thing to try and it may or may not work. And if it doesn't work, then I'm gonna probably have to try something different afterwards. You know.
Yeah, we get to that. We're like, well, I may as well try that, right? It probably won't work, but I got to try something different. And, you know, that was the one thing that I wished I would have learned during my journey was that going into it, you pick a protocol, you got to change that mindset. Okay, this is it. This is going to work. I'm going to do it for such and such amount of time. And it's going to, you know, it still may not work, right? But I think if we put that positive energy out into the universe, into our brains, I really think it just plays a huge role in our healing. But I didn't know that at the time, right? I learned it after the fact.
Right.
So
So,
you started it. So kind of explain exactly what it is.
yeah, so for 60 days, I nebulized a mineral substance. I did that every day for 60 days, and I breathed it in once a day, 24 hours apart. And I looked back
Okay.
into my messages, and I did message you on May 31st, the day before I started it, and I said, "Have you ever heard of this treatment?" So, yes.
Okay,
Yeah, so it's
yep.
nice. I have all my records of my communications.
And I remember
So,
that too, because what was the name of it?
well, with the Lyme literate naturopathic doctor, it's called Lyme N. Yes.
Oh, and then you did a different, did you do a different brand or a different version of that?
Well, I'll get to that later in the story.
Okay,
Yes.
okay.
Yes. Right. So I took that for 60 days and I followed all the instructions very carefully. You know, nebulized it once a day, 24 hours apart for 60 days. And actually, on day five, I had my first improvement. On day five, I spontaneously thought I should blow dry my hair, put on makeup, and put on a dress.
Wow.
Yes. Right. So, what I experienced, and I'm, you know, so thankful and so happy to be able to share this, you know, and, you know, setting the stage of how I was feeling before, you know, with just crying all the time and really not functioning as a human being, during the 60 days, as the symptoms decreased, my normal thoughts and functionality spontaneously improved during the 60 days. So on day five, I put on a dress, started wearing makeup, and blow dry my hair. On day 25, I experienced my first clearing of the brain fog, where I was able to feel more clear in my head. I was able to sit down at my desk and organize some papers and throw some papers away. I scheduled a manicure for my daughter and myself to go get a manicure. And why would you want to look good when you feel so bad? You know what I mean? So for me, the makeup or getting a manicure, that was representative of the fact that I was feeling a little better and then I could care about how I looked, because that is definitely something that I didn't care about for the 10 months prior to it.
Right.
Yes. So the skin burning feeling, which was one of my worst symptoms, went away during that time. I've never felt it again, and that was one of my worst symptoms. And the
Okay,
insomnia,
great.
yes, the insomnia went away during that time. During the first 3 weeks, I actually slept every night for 3 weeks. So I experienced a dramatic improvement in the insomnia.
Which in turn helps us a little bit, right? Like we can think a little clearer. We can, because we need sleep. I mean, we just do.
Yes. And I returned to some of my things that I loved to do before I got sick. For example, my dad came to visit and I brought him to a historical hotel to give him a tour of the historical hotel to kind of like entertain my guest, here in New Hampshire. And that's something I loved to do before I got sick, but I definitely didn't do during those 10 months when I was just crying all the time. So, my dad came and visited and we got in the car and I gave him a tour of the historical hotel. I even started randomly thinking about doing social activities. So there's a local female musician around where I live, and I saw that she was playing at a restaurant. And then I texted my friends and invited them to go see her at a restaurant. So I went to go see a musician at a restaurant and invited friends, and I sat at the restaurant and ate there. And that was a super positive experience for me because when I was there, I thought, wow, I haven't done something like this in a very long time. This is, like, I wasn't crying. I wasn't crying when I was there.
No, and it gives us that boost of, more inspiration. You're like, okay, I've got this. Look at what I can do now and look at how much better I'm going to be, down the road. So yeah, we need those little wins for sure, but those were big wins for you.
Yes, and I thought I should go shopping for some summer dresses. But I had been wearing pajamas for 10 months, like I literally didn't wear clothing. But then I went shopping and wanted to buy new summer dresses, with the intention of going somewhere and wearing the dress, so that again was like representative of the fact that I was feeling better and that the symptoms were not so oppressive. And that the brain fog and everything wasn't so debilitating. So during those 60 days, I experienced my first improvements, because the symptoms were not so debilitating and I could actually get back to some normal functions in life, some normal activities. That was the first time I experienced that ever during those 60 days. And at the end of the 60 days, I literally had only two symptoms left, actually. Only two symptoms.
Wow.
Yes, I'm so happy to be able to explain this. Obviously, because for 10 months I was not functioning as a human being and was really overwhelmed and distressed and debilitated by symptoms. Then at the end of these 60 days, I had only two symptoms left. So I'm, very, very happy to be able to share that, and praise the Lord.
That is great. And what were the two
Yes.
symptoms left?
So I still had ringing in my ears and I still had a headache. So the headache, it really actually was a constant headache. And I would say that's the only symptom that kind of intensified before it then later improved. I don't know if that was kind of my only die-off reaction. Because I would say that's the only symptom that kind of like intensified, rather than
Okay.
going away. And then when I spoke to the other people I met who had taken this treatment and talked to the other patients of the Lyme literate naturopathic doctor, they all said that the healing took place 6 months after the treatment. That's just how it worked. I guess as the immune system calmed down and however it is that it happens, and actually, 6 months afterwards, then my headache went away. I know,
Wow.
right? So I was very all
But I hear
along.
that with a lot of treatments that you do. Like you do the treatment and then you progressively get better as the time goes on. So that's not super unusual for some of these treatments. So, but 6 months and then boom, they were gone.
Yes. So of course, all along I was super skeptical. Like when I heard that 6 months after is when, really you feel much better, I did not believe anybody, of course. I didn't really think that would happen to me, and I didn't believe them, and I was super skeptical. And I was still discouraged that I still had a headache. But I would say the headache kind of intensified like the first month afterwards, and then did gradually improve each month, and then went away at the 6 month mark. So it was February of 2024 that the headache really went away. And on my detailed calendar tracking, I did not take ibuprofen. I kind of stopped thinking about it in so much detail, and I was no longer in distress about it, because then of course, there's a point with the symptoms where you're kind of distressed by it. But then I was no longer distressed by it. And that happened in February of 2024. And that's for me when everything changed, because at that point I only had some ringing in my ears. So to this day, I still have some ringing in my ears. So I have only one symptom left. To now it is October of 2024, and since February of 2024, I have only had some ringing in my ears. And I heard that sometimes could be a lasting effect, that that's a symptom that kind of once that gets hit, that maybe it doesn't exactly go back to the way it was before. But it's okay. It's a symptom that doesn't really distress me, and I've learned to listen to music, and that really works just fine with coping with that. And it's okay because since February of 2024, now I can plan for the future. I can function well. I can be excited
You have
about,
your life back,
yeah, I can
yes.
be excited about things in my life. I can make plans. I can take care of my children. I can just be excited about all the ordinary things in life again. And it's funny how the goal is to be ordinary, right? I just want to be in my home, in my kitchen, and cooking food or doing laundry, and not feel in distress. That's kind of the goal. But really, since February 2024, I've been able to function normally, like a normal, ordinary human, with listening to a little extra music, which is okay.
That is amazing. That's amazing.
Yes, thank you. And I am super happy, because I didn't know, how long would I experience that, being overwhelmed and in distress about symptoms and not being able to function as a human. I didn't know if that would continue for years, how many different treatments I would have to try, so I'm super thankful, very excited to share that.
Yes, that is amazing. And of course, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only, right? I am not a doctor. I don't give medical advice, but I am going to throw this out there at you. And I don't know if we talked about it previously or not, but I have had really great feedback from people that have that ringing in their ear with using a little bit of colloidal silver.
Oh,
So
really?
colloidal silver is one of my favorite things on earth, right?
Okay.
I use it for everything, everything. In fact, I finally started brewing my own earlier this year because I use it for everything. And so I just had a friend, they were having some problems and they did one drop in the morning in their ear and one drop at night in their ear. And I think 3 weeks later, it was 100% gone and they had it for like 8, 9 months. So
All right,
again,
all
no
right,
medical
Skull,
advice,
I'm gonna
right?
try
Just something that I
it.
know has worked for people before. And if I ever have something that I can't figure something out, I just throw colloidal silver at it because it's just my favorite.
Okay. Great. I'll try it. Yes. Wonderful.
Yeah, well,
Okay.
that is just amazing. I am just so thrilled for you. That's so exciting to it's a good feeling to go from that despair to getting that hope back. And then, sometimes when we see little glimpse of it, a lot of times we take a few steps backwards, and we don't like that, but that's a lot of the way the journey is sometimes, So I'm glad you continue to just keep going and had that faith and that 6 month mark, and that's kind of where it turned for you. So that's awesome.
Yes, and I would say, like, from the 60-day time period until the 6 months after, it was kind of like a roller coaster up, where I did have up, but then maybe a little dip, and then up, and then a little dip, but like the up part got longer and higher, and then the lower part got smaller. So
Yes.
yes, it was kind of like a roller coaster up. And actually, even till today, still today, I still continue to have improvements. Improvements that almost I didn't know I could have, or improvements that I didn't even know I needed anymore. So, for example, like that very focused and detail oriented part of the brain, you know, that like I noticed that's coming back even better. Like I thought I was at a good stage where I could do those things again, but then I'm feeling like, oh,
sometimes
wow.
We don't know until something comes up and then we're like, oh, I can't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't know what we don't know. Right.
Yes.
So we feel amazing. And then next thing you know, you're like, well, gosh, I even have more energy than I used to have. So maybe you didn't have all your energy back and we don't know it. Yeah.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I've experienced even more improvements with the detail orientation and the focus and all of that, where I thought I was already totally better, but then it got even better. So that's really awesome.
I love that.
And even with that, like being so excited for Christmas, you know, like that again, I'm like, wow, like I'm very excited for Christmas. Like that is a really good sign. So,
yes.
And so that has
and
been
so
amazing.
Do you do anything today as kind of like maintenance, or how do you do that?
Mm-hmm. Right. So since August of 2023, I have continued to take a smaller oral dose of the minerals, of the inorganic minerals with a special delivery method. So I did buy the original protocol through the doctor, the Lyme literate naturopathic doctor. And then what I continued to do after that, it was actually something that was not recommended by the doctor, but something that I found, you know, based on my own research, and I decided to do kind of on my own decision making, my own choice, is I identified a place where you could buy it separately, and I continued to take a smaller oral dose of it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And I've continued to take that since August of 2023 until now, October of 2024. Just a smaller oral daily dose. And it's really the only thing I take at all.
Wow. And so that might make sense why you're noticing some more of those improvements down
Maybe.
The road too.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I'm taking, and I do continue to still kind of feel some improvements. Yeah, so from my understanding is it's a mineral supplement of inorganic minerals that are generally regarded as safe under the EPA. And the minerals have a special delivery method, which is kind of what gives them the special attribute and why they're so effective in the body. That is my understanding and what I have learned and why it can have some positive, helpful effects for those with tick-borne illnesses.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it. And I love that, you know, each year, excuse me, I'm hearing more and more, you know, new things coming out that we're trying and studies of things, because we need that, right? We certainly need something that we can get better faster. Mm-hmm. We all want to get, you know, we've been sick for years. Now we want to get better really fast. So, but I love to hear new things and that things are working, you know, and again, there's never any guarantees that one protocol is going to work for, you know, everybody the same way for sure.
Right.
That's why we need new ones and updated ones, because we don't know what's going to work for us.
Right.
So I'm so, so happy that you took a chance on that and that your husband maybe pushed you into it or however it went about, right? That that you tried that and just had amazing benefits from it. That's just amazing.
Thank you. And I actually did choose, again, on my own choice and my own research, I chose to treat my entire family with that as well. Because one of the thoughts behind all of this is that the spirochetes could be spread through the body fluids, you know, in the very close contact in the home with the cups or the utensils, or then with your spouse, you know, with saliva, that the spirochetes could be shared and then you could be re-exposed. So actually, I did treat my entire family with this mineral supplement, and that is supposed to give the treatment the best chance at being effective, and I chose to do that. So that's also another thing that I did.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Yeah. You know, and we don't know, you breastfed for a while when you had Lyme, right? Like, does that pass on to your infant? Like, we don't know. So yeah, why not take precaution? Especially if it's something that's natural. So that was a great decision, Mom.
Oh, thanks. Yes. Right. So, yes. So everyone in my family has done at least the 60-day protocol, and I do probably think that has contributed to the healing.
That is wonderful. And just for the listeners, we'll go ahead and put the names of what you're talking about in the title of your episode. So if they want to research it on their own, they can check out what it is. So
Sure. Great.
I am so happy for you. I'm happy you have your life back. I'm happy the children have their mom back. And thank you so much for sharing with me.
Yes, no problem. Yeah, thank you so much for your support all along the journey, and I'm just so happy to share these updates with you and to have undergone some experimentation with my own body to try some new things, and then I'm happy and excited to be able to share that with anyone else out there who is considering what steps to take and what to try. So I definitely want there to be a purpose, for everything that I went through, and I just would love to share that, with everyone else who's going through the trial. And I just hope that
Yep,
like
and
some
that's what this is all about. We just want to share our journey, give that hope and inspiration, and that there's things out there. If something isn't working, if you're giving it 4 or 6 months, you're not seeing the needle change at all, might be time to change it up. Think outside the box, and there's so much hope out there because there's so many of us that have beat this. So you can too if you're in a bad place. I just keep going. Don't give up, right?
Definitely, yes. So I just hope and pray that some of my story could benefit even one person out there. If there is one person out there in the world who experiences some improvement and perhaps a recovery based on some insight gained from my story, then I would feel like mission accomplished. That would make me just over the moon and so happy. So, one day I would love to hear a story of one person who, was helped and benefited by something in my story. So that's my hope and prayer.
I love it.
Yes. And I definitely have a mission now to help people with Lyme disease, because
Yes.
I know how bad it is, the suffering of the various symptoms and just the whole experience. I personally and truly know, in my own body how bad it is. So I just, I really feel for everyone going through it, and I just
Yep.
really want to see
If we
everybody.
can give back, yeah, if we can give back, that's what it's all about. And that's what I've always said for, the last 8 years. If I can just help one person, like it was all worth it.
Oh, you
So,
say the same thing. That's
yeah.
kind of funny.
Yep.
Yes,
No,
right.
nope,
So
that's why I do what I do, 'cause it just it we they need to hear these stories of hope because we
definitely.
get down and out, we need that push. So, I so appreciate you. I sure hope you listeners enjoyed that episode. Whether it's hope you needed, a little inspiration today, or just maybe some validation that what you're feeling, what you're going through is real. Maybe you needed tips on how to treat at home, ideas, thoughts, detoxing, whatever it is. I truly just hope it's what you got out of today's episode. That is my only hope, is just to give back to this community in any way possible. So go to the about of this podcast, scroll down to the bottom and find that donation link. Go ahead and click on there, and anything that you'd like to donate or offer is all just going to go to help to pay towards the studio cost.